there are different levels called a hierarchy of standard. It's a pyramid system where we have, of course, we may have a personal standard. So if there's a single entity in that business, you may have a particular standard. Then we have, let's say, a sector standard, and then we have an industry standard. And then you have a national standard, then you have a sub-regional standard, then you have a regional standard, extra-regional standard. What has been promoted in WTO is as much as possible. If we are to, because what you want is the same platform, as much as possible, businesses are encouraged to use international standard, because the higher up the pyramid you go, it's easier to have market share, to become more competitive, because that is what we call international language. So the international standard gives you a greater effectiveness as implemented. So while there may be a particular industry standard, it may create a lot of bottlenecks in trade and other issues. So it is okay, but I think we normally recommend as much as possible to use the high-end standard in businesses. We have not embarked too much on service standard because it's very difficult to perform measurable output. Unlike a product, you can look at it and you can say validate it, it doesn't comply, you can test it. But a service is something relative. And that is where one of the things we promote a lot, a consumer complaint mechanism, which is a useful tool so as to validate a service standard. We normally promote what we call a quality system. Everything that you do. So while you're, even you're having a bad day, you're still following the recipe for the delivery of service. And therefore you want to ensure that there's consistency in delivery service. You must have a quality system that will dictate the parameters of your service and have the consumer complaint mechanism that will now give you the response to deliver service. With those two conditions, we can significantly say that we have a good service standard.